The challenges of returning to the workplace post-COVID-19 are a challenge that many businesses are grappling with. While people feel that technology is what needs to be invested in right now, and lots of organizations have done that, the fact of the matter is, never has there been a time when you need to invest more in your employees, said Graham. Creating emotionally and psychologically responsive workplaces, I found a bit of a correlation between the connection between having workplaces where employees feel secure, able to take risks and willing to go above and beyond the call of duty because of their emotionally and psychologically responsive workplace, and there is a correlation between providing those types of workplaces and people's heightened use of technology. Dr. Rob Graham, author of best-selling novel, Mandate to be Great, is sharing that knowledge as part of Business Week in North Bay, coordinated through the Business Center Nipissing Parry Sound, as events will take place from October 18th to the 22nd. While people feel that technology is what needs to be invested in right now, and lots of organizations have done that, the fact of the matter is, never has there been a time when you need to invest more in your employees, said Graham. Creating emotionally and psychologically responsive workplaces, I found a bit of a correlation between the connection between having workplaces where employees feel secure, able to take risks and willing to go above and beyond the call of duty because of their emotionally and psychologically responsive workplace, and there is a correlation between providing those types of workplaces and people's heightened use of technology. Graham says one of his key messages will be using inspiration as a source of innovation. Put your people first, and you will profit, and quite simply that is an interesting concept when people think, techno-resiliency is very techno, it is really about people, noted Graham. There is no more online or offline work culture, so it is very important in my mind for people to understand that that is now very blurry, said Graham. So I don't think there is office-centric or home-centric, it is all very blurry now, so it is really important that employers and business leaders do their homework in terms of really looking at what do people working from home need to feel competent and what do people working from home need to do to feel the relatedness and that connection to others, and that is really what is missing now. How do people get the inspiration that can come from talking around a water cooler, and how do people get the inspiration that comes from working in an office-centric workplace? Graham says that is a big part of what he writes in his book. Business Week 2021 consists of two 45-minute workshops scheduled on October 19th and 22nd at 12 p.m. Organizers encourage participants to attend both online sessions as they lead into each other. To register for any of the sessions, go here.